This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From east to west, America welcoming 2019 hours ago with celebrations in many towns and cities, including New York City, where rain and chilly temperatures didn't wash out the enthusiasm of the crowd in New York's Times Square. President Trump quickly taking a shot at Senator Elizabeth Warren as she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
Well, I'm happy about it. I think she'll be wonderful. I hope she maybe gets the nomination. That would be a wonderful thing for me.
In that Fox News interview, Trump was also asked whether the Massachusetts lawmaker believes she has a chance of beating him in 2020, and he said he wasn't sure, adding, "You'll have to ask her psychiatrist." Warren announced that she's forming an exploratory committee for a possible 2020 presidential run. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump is not giving up on his demand that any bill that would end the government shutdown needs to include funding for the border wall he's calling for. In that Fox News interview, Trump insisting a border wall is essential to border security. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on a state visit to Rio de Janeiro with a message for the Brazilian Christian community. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke before Brazilian Christian Friends of Israel about their mutual friendship.
We have no better friends in the world than the evangelical community. And the evangelical community has no better friend in the world than the state of Israel.
Brazil had announced earlier that it is moving its official embassy from Tel Aviv to the Israeli capital of Jerusalem.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Many believe 2019 is going to be a great year for advancements in space exploration. With a closer look, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
As we move forward into 2019, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is space travel. Back in August, President Trump discussed the possibility of establishing a space force. Jim Cantrell is the CEO of Vector, which deals with space travel. Cantrell tells Fox News he's not a big fan of Space Force.
Yeah, so I'm generally against it, just based on the argument of smaller government being better. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary because this idea of warfare in space is already taken into account with Pentagon war planning. And just recently, the Space Command was reinstituted, which would be a combatant command that would use the military forces in the case of us being attacked.
So the Air Force could do all of this for you?
It already does.
It does, okay.
Although Cantrell also says...
No, I applaud the President for putting focus on space because it's our next economy in the United States. Right now it's about $500 billion. It'll be $2 trillion within about 10 years. Frankly, our military relies on space assets in such a way that if our adversaries attacked it, it would cripple us. We rely on these things for both our economy and our military forces. And who would have thunk, 30 years ago that GPS would be in all our phones that we carry in our pocket?
And again, that report was filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg, wishing you a happy new year and urging you to resolve to check us out online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there's something about ending a year and looking at a new year, a time where we reflect and say, gosh, you know, last year wasn't such a bad year after all. As far as personal growth and development, you know, I really want to spend more time in the Bible. And I tell you, you're going to be greatly encouraged with our next guest. Professor Tom Meyer is going to be joining us. He has an amazing 20 complete books of the Bible memorized. You heard me right. 20 complete books of the Bible he has memorized. And he is giving us this year, I'll tell you, this is such a real present. I want you to know this. This is the King James New Testament version, the Memorization Study Bible. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Okay, so why this memorization Bible?
Well, that's $1 million question, you know. Mm-hmm. We live in a copy-paste Facebook tweet, a file-and-forget world, for better or worse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really are what we think. Kind of like, you know, you are what you eat.
Right, exactly.
And having Bible verses put in your heart, it really does transform your thought, your practice, your daily life. It just revolves and it cleans everything to put it kind of in alignment with what God's Word says. But if it's on our shelves, then it's not, you know, part of our body. And if it's on our phones, the same kind of thing. But if it's in our minds, you know, no one can ever take it from us. And it will slowly but surely, you know, change our thinking and make it more truthful, more biblical.
Exactly. In our minds and hearts, of course, the psalmist wrote in one of my favorite psalms. I know some people are intimidated by Psalm 119. That's so long, but so powerful. And one of the points of all this is that, you know, he says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. And storing that up speaks to memorization, does it not?
You know, it really does. I have the privilege of living in Jerusalem for 4 years. And earning 2 master's degrees from Mount Zion. And in that part of the world, they really do still memorize a lot. And I was able to kind of pick the brains of a lot of Jewish rabbis and Eastern Christians and just figure out, how did they do this in antiquity? How did they really memorize all that they did?
Right.
And I just took those and I kind of just boiled them down. And then we developed this resource and kind of leading the way now and kind of making Bible memorization great again.
Okay, so here you are. You're studying for 2 master's degrees, showing off in Jerusalem, of all places. But what a grand opportunity for you to do it in Israel. And so along the way, you're touched by, you know, the rabbis and by people of faith there and their memorization skills. So what was revealed to you about how to memorize?
Well, that's just it. You know, since we live in a real wireless kind of world, we're not really forced to memorize, are we?
No.
Not too long ago, I went through to speak, build the whole book of Revelation from memory, okay? The whole book.
Wow.
And almost always I take my wife with me, but this time, for whatever reason, she couldn't come, and I had to call her, and I didn't have my phone, so when I called her, I didn't know her phone number. Like, I can tell you the whole book, 12,000 words from memory, but I don't know my wife's phone number.
You can't.
That's
even
just the world. That's just the world we live in, you know. So they really brought to light some of these ancient tips and techniques that could basically be boiled down into three different pillars or three different techniques that can help believers memorize God's word. And that's what we do. We go from church to church to church, presenting this in Sunday school and in the main services. And then I teach at the collegiate level, Shasta Bible College in Redding, California. I teach the only accredited class in America on Bible memorization. And then now we have this resource that's out, the Memorization Study Bible.
Yeah, this is the only study Bible that I'm aware of in the marketplace that specifically is designed to help Christians memorize scripture. Is that still the case?
It is. You know, believe it or not, we have all these excellent translations out there and excellent versions and, you know, archaeology study Bible and, you know, spirit-filled life study Bible or whatever. But there really isn't one until now, you know, that is designed for one of the main purposes scripture was given to us, to, like you referenced, to hide it or to treasure it up in our heart.
Exactly. So three pillars. Let's break it down for our audience here.
Okay. And it sounds simple, but it is, but it isn't. And the first one is memorization by reading. By reading. Now, our nine out of, you know, every Bible in the world, 99 out of 100 of them now, they're printed in such a way that it is not easy on the eye when you look at it in regards to kind of making it conducive or helpful to Bible memorization. So one of the tips and the techniques I learned from the people in Israel is to break down the verse so it has eight words or less on each line. And this is what the ancients called an eye glance. We have a short-term and a long-term memory.
Right.
And to read it or to write it and look at it when the verse is in the poetical form, when the ands and the buts and the ifs and the conjunctions are kind of all lined, it gives it shape. And it, when your mind takes a picture, it's more probable that it's going to make an imprint more into your mind or heart. So number one, reading it in the way that I have broken it down for you. Mm-hmm. And then number two is memorization by hearing. And in the most literal sense, like we really don't hear a lot of literally the word of God throughout the week. Like we hear maybe some good Christmas music and about the Lord and, you know, Christian music. But we don't hear, you know, the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth. You know, we don't. But to hear that, you know, while you're doing your daily routines or whatever, coupled with the reading, it's another fantastic way. And then third and finally is memorization by writing it out. And if we can write it out like I formatted it in the Memorization Study Bible, then our mind and our eye and our hand and our ear and your mouth, if you can say, are all working together in unison. So whether you read it or write it or hear it or a combination of those, you know, the way to keep it once you get it, because you don't, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it, is to repeat it or to review it.
And how is this like a, you know, like creating a habit? Is this like a 21-day exercise, or is this something that's done in a shorter period of time because of this unique process?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, like, how long is this going to take? What am I, you know, all these kind of things. And that's why we're, you know, it's like a New Year's resolution, a spiritual New Year's resolution, you know? Like, let's clean our minds. Let's transform our minds to be more biblical and just do a verse a week. Just add 2 or 3 minutes a day, if you can, onto your Bible reading or whatever your routine is, you know? And if you just memorize a verse a week, you know, and you do that throughout the whole year, you look back, and by the end of next year, like, you'll have the whole book of Titus memorized, or you'll have the whole book of Jonah memorized, and, you know, just inch by inch, and it'll be a cinch. They can do it. You really can do this, and the benefits, the dividend. What if I offered you $1,000 cash for every single verse that you could memorize next year? You think we'd get on the ball?
Yeah.
You know, but how much more, right?
Right.
So these verses, heaven and earth can pass away, but his word won't.
Exactly. When you realize how much value is in the Word of God, you know, the writers of Scripture said you'd be willing to give up all gold and silver in your possession, right?
It's true.
So there's something incredibly valuable about the Word of God. But in our hurry-up world, in our instant gratification type world, well, we miss out on the things that are most valuable. I was most touched. I got to tell you, when Billy Graham passed, it was recounted that a statement that he made, because he was said, well, you know, you had so much time with, you know, all these great men and these politicians and everything. And, you know, and he said, well, to be honest with you, the one regret I have is that I didn't spend more time in the Word of God. is from Billy Graham. So that really stopped me and was quite meaningful. We've got Professor Tom Meyer with us. We're talking about his memorization study Bible, the techniques, and we've got more right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
America's Promise, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like it, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Professor Thomas Meyer continues. His new book, Memorization Study Bible, no other Bible on the planet like the Memorization Study Bible, and he was explaining to us the techniques that, boy, he's been able to memorize 20 books of the Bible. And as you were saying, Tom, before the break, you would take a, let's say a sentence, a verse that we're going to memorize. And there's three things that you do. You break it down in, 8 words. You're going to, first of all, read it, and you're going to hear it and then write it out. And before you know it, you're starting to link some verses together, and you've got verses, you've got chapters, you've got entire books that you've memorized, probably a lot faster than you realize. When you started exercising this for yourself, Tom, what kind of light bulbs went off for you? You go, wow, this is really working.
Well, a couple of things. You're never too old to start. And
yes,
obviously, we get a mother young, and the easier, it is to memorize, the younger you are. Mm-hmm. I didn't start memorizing until I was about 25 or 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm 42 right now, and it just took someone to encourage me to try it while I drove from my home and moved out to where I went to undergrad in California. Mm-hmm. And on that car ride, I memorized a part of the Sermon on the Mount about not worrying about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, know that now when I look at a bird, I consider the bird of the air and how it neither sows nor reaps nor gathers into barns, but my Heavenly Father feeds that bird. And am I not of more value than that bird?
Yes.
So it really begins to kind of, inform you biblically who you didn't go from ooze to the zoo to you by a series of time and chance over billions of years.
Right.
You're made in the image and likeness of the living God, and you have boldness and access and confidence to approach him in prayer. And I mean, these kind of things do something for your psyche.
Well, yeah. Well, as you say, we're renewing our mind, our thought life, coming into compliance with God, as Psalm 119 says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. All these things that we want to live by are right there, but somehow we fall victim of our own negativity to say, well, that's too much, that's impossible, until we come up against somebody like you, then it's not only possible, but let me show you how, right?
Well, exactly. And as well as I do, is we're interested in what we want to be interested in.
Yes.
Okay? It's so true. Mm-hmm. And if the people out there in radio land would just, commit to it and be like, okay, I'm going to try it, or my kid's going to try it, or whatever, pick up the memorization study Bible, try a verse a week using the techniques I'm doing, and just wait and see the transformation in behavior and in thought and in practice. Instead of saying what you want to say, hopefully you could think now, okay, I know that a soft answer will turn away wrath.
Right.
Because I know that grievous words will stir up anger. And then you act. So it really does. It really does. And the Bible says that parents have no greater joy than that their children walk in truth. And it's true, isn't it?
Yes, without a doubt.
How much more God in heaven has no greater joy than when he looks down to see his children, right, walking in the truth of the light of his word? And there's no better way to know God's word, right, than if you have it hidden in your heart.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's go back, and I want to review this, the concept of, reading and how you break it down in 8 words, because you say that it's not necessarily easy on the eye, but yet in this process, you make it easier.
Right, exactly. And that's why this is the only study Bible out there that is designed to help you memorize. And so you take your average verse, and it kind of is intimidating to, I can't memorize all 35 of those words, but you can if you just take it bit by bit and keep it to what the ancients would call an eyes glance on each line, right? With 8 words or less on each line. And then you have the ands and the buts and the ifs all lined up nicely, right? And if you look at that and impress that upon your mind and your heart, or if you write it or if you read it or a combination of those, it is the best way to memorize scripture, for sure.
Mm. So we're making it easy on the eye. And then we're hearing the Word of God. Whether we may have you may already have a ready-made audio system where you're hearing the Word of God now with the technology. It's right there at your fingertips. Or, why not even record? Because of the technology, you could record it in your own words, what it is that you're memorizing. And so you're doing this throughout the week. And like anything, it's not like you're doing it once or twice. I mean, you're really committed to this. And so you're doing this several times a day. And then with an occasional, I would think, period of time where you're really meditating on the word, writing it out, right?
Right, and especially with younger children who maybe can't read or can't read great yet, like mine. Like every night we go to bed, I tell them scripture from memory, then I tell them Genesis 1 through 6 through from memory. And so every night they're hearing the story of creation and the fall and the beginning of the flood. And you know, that just permeates their minds and their little hearts. And so they can fill in the gap. Like this morning, I was sitting at the table before you called.
Uh-huh.
And my little one was right here. And she just started laughing. She's like, Daddy, do you believe that people really believe that human beings came from soup? Or monkeys. Isn't it funny that people believe that?
Right.
Because she hears Genesis every night that she's made in the image and likeness of God and that she's special and not another brick in the wall.
Exactly.
So it does. It's fantastic to hear it, especially for the little ones that can't read yet.
Well, Tom, this application, this system that you have been sharing with us in the memorization study Bible, I got to imagine this could be applicable in other disciplines, correct?
It is. That's a good point, you know. Like, our minds are like muscles. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we want to work out this muscle or work out that muscle. Well, let's work out the muscle of our minds. And the more you do it, the quote-unquote easier it's going to get. It's not fast and easy, like some books say, to memorize. Yeah. It's hard. It takes me, on average, an hour a day, every day for a month, just to memorize one chapter. So it's hard work. But as we touched on briefly, the dividends are just innumerable. But you can do it. You can do it.
And what are some of the challenges that you have found in your teaching as you've taught people, you know, around the country and other parts of the world how to employ this technique? What gets in the way? What challenges do they face that discourage them?
Well, a lot of it is just, you know, like self-defeatism. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even try, you know, mm-hmm. But, you know, you can, if you just try a little bit at a time, a verse a week, and you know, and you just continue and stick with it,
right.
You're going to look, it's just like working out. You don't want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you might be glad. Or how about 8 weeks later when you hop on the scale and you see you've lost 10 pounds? Now you're glad you did what you did.
Exactly.
How much more, right? When you memorize, just stick with it, a verse mm-hmm. a week, right? Let me on your side with a memorization study Bible helping you do it, and you're going to look back 8-10 later and like, oh man, look at that.
Right.
Look what I was able to do.
Yeah.
You know, I have this whole chapter memorized now of God's Word.
There you go. And I like what Henry Ford said. He said, if you say you can't, you're right.
It's true. As a man thinks in his heart, so
exactly.
It's about Solomon.
Right.
Trump Henry Ford with Solomon.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, hey, just to bring it up, because, things that we remember, like, as we say, this is applicable not only for the Word of God, but other disciplines as well. And being a businessman, a marketing guy, you know,
yeah.
things like that stick out. And yes, it does. That does trigger, just like you just said, you know, you remember something on a secular side. And what does it do if you're familiar with the Word of God? It takes you right to the Word of God. You said, well, I think Solomon said that too, right? You know, so there you go. So your prescription for somebody who says, look, it's a new year. I've been saying I want to memorize scripture. I'm going to do it. I've heard the professor. I've heard this conversation with Bill Martinez. I'm going to quit putting it off. I'm going to get my hands on the memorization study Bible, and I'm going to start doing. What's your prescription?
Well, I would say go to wherever books are found, Amazon, wherever, and just mm-hmm. put in the memorization study Bible. It's cheap. It's on sale for like under $15. Okay.
Right.
Get a copy and then pray about where should I start? Should I do the Sermon on the Mount? Okay. Should I do a part of the book of Revelation? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do a part about how I'm redeemed by Christ from Ephesians? Pray about it. Pick a part. Stick with it. Do just a verse a week. It's nothing.
Professor Thomas Meyer has been our guest. His book, The Memorization Study Bible, it will be linked at our website as well at BillMartinezLife.com. Tom, thank you so much. God bless you.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From east to west, America welcoming 2019 hours ago with celebrations in many towns and cities, including New York City, where rain and chilly temperatures didn't wash out the enthusiasm of the crowd in New York's Times Square. President Trump quickly taking a shot at Senator Elizabeth Warren as she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
Well, I'm happy about it. I think she'll be wonderful. I hope she maybe gets the nomination. That would be a wonderful thing for me.
In that Fox News interview, Trump was also asked whether the Massachusetts lawmaker believes she has a chance of beating him in 2020, and he said he wasn't sure, adding, "You'll have to ask her psychiatrist." Warren announced that she's forming an exploratory committee for a possible 2020 presidential run. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, you think my voice is froggy? Wait till you hear our next guest. Corey Lewandowski has been having a tough time with his voice as well. He and David Bossie, authors of Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. A little background here about Corey. He currently serves as Vice President Pence's Political Action Committee. He's also President and CEO of Lewandowski Strategic Advisors, LLC. Previously served as the chief political advisor and campaign manager to Donald J. Trump for president, and prior to that, he was an executive for Americans for Prosperity. Corey previously served as a certified police officer with the state of New Hampshire, where he lives with his family. Corey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I appreciate you weathering out this. I know it's been, hit and miss with your voice and all, and so I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate you having me today, and I'll do my best to get through this, I promise.
Well, no, I know you. I was reminded of your story that you told while on the campaign, that you put your head down while you were on the campaign, the Trump jet, and you were just taking a moment of respite. You put your head on the campaign, and Donald Trump came to you and said, "Hey, look, if it's too much to you, you can hang it up." But that kind of gave you an idea of the kind of taskmaster and how committed Donald J. Trump was to the campaign.
Well, that's exactly right, and he is so committed to this presidency. This is a guy, nobody talks about his age. He's 72 years old, and he's working 18, 19, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the press that covers him, who are by and large 20, 30, or 40 years younger than him, are asking him to slow down because they can't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey, you and David, your heart toward this country is not about you by no means. I mean, and this is really clearly evident, even in the dedication of your book. You write to my family, especially my wife and children who supported me during this witch hunt. You have my gratitude and love more than you will ever know. To my mother, who always taught me to fight for what I believe, and to my brother Carl, for your decades of service to our country in the United States Marine Corps. And please pass on my Semper Fi to my brother and your brother Carl for his service. Your family, this has been emblematic, you know, of your family. Your heart, your passion has been service to our country. And this is what you see at the very heart of this. Both you and David is seeing our country under attack.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think all of us Americans find our own way to fight for what we believe in. And some have the opportunity to do that in the military. Some serve in police and first responder capacities. And look, what I want to do is I want to point out the people who are trying to stop our country from being the success that it can be. And I truly believe our best days are in front of us. I think the president believes that, too.
Exactly.
We have to have strong, tough leadership, because for too long, our country has been taken advantage of by smarter politicians because we've given up sometimes. And this is our way to fight back, and I'm proud to be in that fight.
Well, Corey, the difficult thing is to get the majority of Americans, or even a good percentage, to where we could get a critical mass of people understanding the clear and present danger that exists, not existentially, but internally.
Well, you're exactly right. Look, in our book, Trump's Enemies, we outline the professional bureaucrats who sit in Washington, D.C. and stop things, subversion, by putting them out to committees, by making sure that they have a mentality that they own the place and we rent it. The president comes here for 4 or 8 years at a time. And those bureaucrats stay there for 20, 30, or 40 years at a time. So they know every trick in the book to stop an agenda, which, and under this president, we call it America First.
Exactly. Well, there is no doubt that this has been a concerted effort. This is coming out slowly but surely, even as the Mueller special counsel continues to move on. Mark Penn wrote for Fox News, something that I thought that was, really in your face. And that's to say, look, at the jig is up. Mueller clearly, forget about this Russian collusion. That's already proven to be hollow. He's just going after President Trump.
Well, you're exactly right. There is no collusion between the campaign and Russia. I was there every day. We didn't speak to Russians. We didn't have Russian salad dressing. We didn't do anything with Russians. But people, and specifically the Clinton campaign, had to come up with a fake reason why they lost. They didn't want to admit that they didn't find Wisconsin or Pennsylvania on a map, and they ran a terrible campaign, and Donald Trump outworked her. And so now this fake Russia witch hunt is trying to show that there was some collusion. It doesn't exist. Mueller needs to end his investigation, and they need to make that report public so everybody can see what was involved. And if Bob Mueller is a man of integrity, he will be tracking down the leads that show that Hillary Clinton's law firm paid $5 million to a British spy to create the false dossier that Jim Comey presented to Donald Trump in a classified briefing.
I got to tell you, Corey, that's exactly the point. People are scratching their heads. I mean, the circles I travel in, and I'm it's pretty broad. I mean, I was just in Hawaii, California. I went across the country, and people are all asking, going, wait, how is Mueller stepping over obvious crimes to go pursue this, this illusion, and they say delusion of this Russian conspiracy? It's like Don Quixote chasing windmills, and he's stepping over the crimes of the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama administration.
Well, you're exactly right. Not one person from the Clinton campaign has been charged. Not one has been investigated. And as a matter of fact, as you know, Peter Strzok, the crooked FBI agent, is the one who interviewed Huma Abedin and gave her immunity, interviewed Cheryl Mills, and then said there was nothing to see when it came to 33,000 emails being deleted and classified emails being shared on public servers. This is, look, here's the problem. These people had badges. They were the highest members of our law enforcement community. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Bruce Orr. And they went after American citizens with warrants because they didn't like their politics. If that
right.
didn't scare you, it had better. Because if it ever happens again, these people should be in jail.
Exactly. Quite ironic that Hillary Clinton herself brought this up. That, you know, in this country, we do not go after our political enemies. Boy, if that wasn't a signal to everybody and a dog whistle. But, of course, the mainstream media wasn't about to report and catch that, were they?
Well, they don't want to report that because the mainstream media is in the tank. Look, in our book, Trump's Enemies, we interview the president. We say, what is the biggest threat to our country? He says the fake news, the 85% of the media, which is so in the tank for the left that they will not give him a fair story. And he says in the interview that we publish in the book, he's not opposed to bad stories. He just wants them to be fair, meaning truthful. The American people have woken up and they have seen how dishonest members of the media are. Those that don't want to report the news, they want to be the news now. And they bring those political biases to their coverage, and the American people are seeing it every day.
Well, Corey, we can't thank you and David enough for the book. This really brings to light, this is a warning to all of America that we need to be aware of. And more Americans are waking up to this reality that Trump's enemies exist, how the deep state is undermining our the presidency and our country. Corey Lewandowski. Corey, thank you so much for weathering, you know, through the throat issue. Feel better. We're going to talk to David in the next break. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLive.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Joining us now, David Bossy. He and Corey Lewandowski are giving us their latest book off their best-selling book earlier. This one is titled Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. David Bossy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, David. This book, Trump's Enemies, you and Corey got together. You felt like this is a book that needed to be written, that the storyline needed to be kept in front of we the people, lest we forget, in light of all the fake news that's out there that is trying to control the narrative of this administration.
That's exactly right. We wrote on our, Corey and I wrote a book last year called Let Trump Be Trump, which was our campaign book about his rise to the presidency. This book is, you know, getting a chance to look at the first year and a half, almost 2 years of his presidency, and really reflecting on the vast left-wing conspiracy that is really out there trying to destroy President Trump that started during the campaign and still goes on to this day.
Well, in your book, Let Trump Be Trump, you saw the power of this brand like no one else. Other people, I mean, even to this day, David, people are still confused at, you know, what makes Trump Trump and, you know, allows him to resonate with everyday Americans to the level that he does.
Well, part of it is because he speaks directly to people, and he says what he means, and he means what he says. He's not your average politician. He is a businessman who runs the government like a business, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't take no for an answer. Most politicians, they'll say, "Oh, let's try to do this," and then it doesn't work out, and they move on to something else. This President Trump is somebody who's totally dedicated to the
promises that he made during the campaign and since, and every day he's trying to deliver on them.
Well, for Main Street America, that for years, dare I say decades, David, that has been dying to have somebody like a Donald Trump come in. I remember as a little kid having this conversation with my dad and telling my dad, you know, what our country needed was a businessman with a kind of a Chapter 11 mentality to come in, you know, to where there's no sacred cows. It's just, hey, can we make it work? And here it is, all these years later, we get Donald Trump, who comes into the White House, as you say, treating this like a business. I mean, let's make it work for the people.
You know, it's exactly right. And I remember years and years ago, there was a businessman named Ross Perot.
Yes.
And he ran as an independent, and he did quite well in considering he was a, you know, an alternative candidate, not a Republican or Democrat, and he did quite well. And it's actually the reason that one of the reasons that Bill Clinton
got elected, exactly.
Yeah. But, right. But the bottom line is that, you know, the American people have recognized this before. It's just they've never had somebody who's been a, you know, member of one of the two major parties, which is really the key to success. And Donald Trump struck a chord with the American people during the campaign and with his America First agenda, telling everyone that America's best days are yet to come. Very Reagan-esque. The Make America Great Again thematic was very Reagan-esque, and I think that that's the difference here is, you know, he's aspirational. He wants everyone to succeed. He wants everyone to have what he and his family has that they've built over the last 20 or 30 years, and he wants everyone to be successful, and that's fundamentally what every American should want. That's why he got 60-plus million votes, and that's one of the reasons that he's president today.
Exactly. And, David, you mentioned that you have Donald Trump, the candidate, who's on the campaign trail, and you saw that up close and personal, and now you're witnessing Donald Trump, his first 2 years of his presidency. What would you say to people that would try to suggest, as you said earlier, that politicians, you know, present themselves one way as a candidate and another way once they get elected? What would you say to them about Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, the proof is in the pudding. You look at the mainstream media. You look at the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. If he was somebody who said what he needed to say to get elected and then became Washington, became part of the swamp, mm-hmm. When he got here, you know, I think he would have a lot higher approval ratings, right? But because he is somebody who stands tall and says, you know what, we're going to continue to drain the swamp. We've had some success, but we're not anywhere near done yet. And what he's doing is he's putting, you know, and trying to destroy the very livelihoods of the permanent class that's here in Washington, D.C. So, I think the proof's right in the pudding that he needs, that he is somebody who is going to continue to push boundaries, continue to try to do things differently, because he looked at the world and he said, you know what, the geniuses in Washington have been doing it wrong for the last 30 or 40 years, whether it's our economy or foreign policy, and this is something that he decided we're going to do things differently, and that's what he came here to do, and that's what he's still doing today.
Well, in his inauguration speech, he said, today America is going to be handed back to the people that it deserves to belong to, and that is we the people. The bureaucracy of the deep state saw that and heard it as a deep speech, as a dark speech, I should say. And they did not understand that was, if anything was a dog whistle to Main Street America, it was that, I would say.
Right.
You know,
no,
they got it.
There's no question. There's no question about it. What there is, you know, Trump, the president is going to continue to fight this deep state, whether it is the permanent class, those that cannot be fired because they're protected by the federal unions, or those, you know, Obama and Clinton appointees that have burrowed themselves in, whether it is those members of the intelligence
apparatus or those former members of the FBI, most of them are gone, mm-hmm. and DOJ, that have been fired so far. But we've seen them misuse their power. We've seen that there needs to be reforms to the FISA application process, to the abuses that can, that your average FBI agent can abuse this process, and it's never happened before where FBI agents are trying to use their powers to defeat a candidate, let alone a candidate for president. But it's never been seen before, and I hope it never is seen again.
Well, this is a cultural issue, as you say, David, that runs deep. What else can we do to support this president? Because the veil has been pulled back on this deep state. I think what Mueller's got to report on, he's going to be careful because I see Mueller as part of the deep state, so he's going to protect his interests. But it's going to be quite revealing. What can we anticipate from that report that you think will expose this even more and maybe even encourage Main Street America, everyday Americans, to get behind this president to open this cancer up, to open it up and get it vacated out of our government so that we can, truly be great again?
Yeah, I think that we are seeing this president having to fight. And if you look at the Mueller probe in this ridiculous canard that is the Russian collusion investigation, that there's been no evidence of whatsoever. But we're going to see if Mueller was following facts and evidence, as though his defenders say that this is what's taken him on all these down these different trails. We'll see if he treated the Trump people with one set of rules and the Clinton Obama people with another set of rules. Because as I mentioned a moment ago, if those FBI agents are not investigated, if what James Comey did in releasing and leaking classified information that it was a violation of the law. And
exactly.
Did James Comey lie before the Senate committees? So, is there one set of rules for Michael Flynn, who was interviewed by Peter Schrock, the FBI agent, who claims that Flynn had lied to him and gave conflicting information in two different interviews, versus a different set of rules for Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the Clinton people who were interviewed by the exact same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, but he gives them immunity mm-hmm. from prosecution, and as part of that deal, destroys their computers and cell phones so that nobody can retrace what they did. This is the difference between the two. This is how those within the deep state, those within in power, use their powers to help one side and hurt the other.
David Bossi served as president of Citizens United since 2001, a Fox News contributor, beginning in August 2016. David served as deputy campaign manager for Donald J. Trump for president, then as deputy executive director of the Presidential Transition Team. In 2015, Bossi was ranked number 2 in Politico's top 50 most influential people in American politics. He and Corey Lewandowski, the best-selling authors of the book Let Trump Be Trump, now give us this new book, Trump's Enemies: How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Complement your health with hemp.